listening to Cassie Huff on ABC Radio South Australia and Broken Hill.
Is to the river now. We'll take a look at what's happening in the River Murray. There have been grants and funding packages announced for locals and businesses affected by the flood, but it can be pretty hard to sift through the bulk of information that's coming through on what you might be eligible for. Rural Business Support has been working with the government to get financial support to people affected by the flooding, and the Chief Executive Officer, Brett Smith, has been in the Riverland just taking a bit of a look around to see what's needed and what sort of work the organisation can do. And after having a bit of a look around, he joins me now. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. How are you?
I'm well, thanks. So what have you seen? What are some of the biggest issues that you think you're going to have to tackle?
Well, I think at the moment, you know, people are obviously preparing and they're seeking information. I think that's the critical thing at the moment, Cass, is that there's a lot of announcements being made, and There's a lot of things that are out there in terms of, you know, assistance and grants, etc. And I just think you know, people want to be able to know that they can go to organisations that can help them and assist them sift through all the information that is available. So I think what I saw was, and the people I spoke to, was mainly around the recovery centres, the one based at Berry and the one based at Menham. And both those recovery centres have a plethora of support organisations based there, providing, you know, all the information that is required. And, you know, people were just basically coming in and talking to the front triage area and then being directed to the various support organisations that they could get information from. It looks to be working really well from a walk-in perspective, but obviously sometimes that's difficult, particularly when people are preparing for what is happening. And obviously the organisations can be reached through telephone, and certainly RBS has its 1-800 number, which we'll give the listeners at the end of this interview. And we can help with, you know, again, sifting through that information.
RBS's role often comes in after the fact when people are trying to work their way through a situation. How do you see RBS playing a role?
As you know, Cass, and we've spoken many times, I mean, we have our rural financial counsellors that are there helping primary producers in the background always. There are other things obviously going on in our rural environments that are impacting primary producers. So we're there all the time working away to help and assist. Importantly, our remit has been expanded, so we can actually help small businesses, other small businesses other than primary production businesses. But our service has been enhanced by the Office of Small and Family Business funding that's come through the state government to allow us to maintain our business financial counselling resources on the ground to help through this tough time, because it's not only the primary producers, it's also the small businesses in our rural towns that are being impacted by the floods, and also you know, all those tourism businesses in particular, the river businesses, I call them, that are now obviously being impacted by what is happening. So, you know, business is not going to be good, and we need to have a service there that can help and assist those businesses. Obviously, the cash flow impacts and the damage to the balance sheets of these small businesses is not going to go away just because the river starts to, you know, the water in the river starts to go down. The impact of this will be felt for some time into the future. So that's when our financial counsellors, as you rightly pointed out, will come into play, because we'll be again sitting down and working with those small businesses through the plans for recovery, particularly around the financial aspects of their business.
And this is happening at a time when the Riverland is also facing massive issues when it comes to grapes. Grape growing is such a massive industry in the Riverland, but it is a real struggle at the moment to find a home for those grapes. So what effect do you see these two issues, the flooding as well as the shortage, as well as the poor grape prices and lack of demand for these grapes? What effect do you see that combination of issues having on the area?
it is very concerning because you're right in what you're saying. There are a lot of producers that are facing serious problems with this year's grape harvest and grape wine harvest, and it is really impactful. So we're working, with all the various industry bodies to help deal with that. So we've got a lot of demand coming out of that space, along with the extra demand on what's happening, with the flood. And I should say, and I made the point a moment ago, there is another impact here because the primary producers that are looking to try and get water from the river are really obviously concerned about what's going to happen in terms of their pumps and the power to pumps and being able to actually pump water, the kilometres that are required to water their respective crops. In one way, we can have a flood in the river, but we can also have a drought some kilometres away because we can't get water to where it's needed.
If people are in need of RBS services, where can they go?
Well, we've got our 1-800 number, CAS, which if anyone rings that number right through, the period in front of us and the holiday period, etc., on any day, ring 1-800-836-211. That's 1-800-836-211, and you'll be put through to one of our financial counsellors, whether that be for rural purposes or whether it be for small business purposes. We'll direct you to the appropriate counsellor. In addition, our counsellors are at the available through the Berry Recovery Centre, which is at the Senior Citizens Club on Crawford Terrace, and also through the Menham Recovery Centre, which is at the Menham Football Club on Belvedere Road in Menham. So go to the centre or ring the 1-800 number, and we'll be able to connect you with a financial counsellor or a business financial counsellor to help and assist.
I'm sure a lot of people will be taking up that offer of support. A lot of people are going to need that. But thank you, Brett, for your help through the year. It's been good to chat to you. Often it's about tough topics. People are often facing difficult times when we're talking to you. But thank you for your help, and Merry Christmas.
Yes, thanks, Cass.
Brett Smith, the CEO of Rural Business Support. And that number again, if you are wanting to get in touch and get some support for your business, that number is 1-800-836-211. There are some Watch and Act warnings for the River Murray. There's the one for the low-lying areas between Tailem Bend and Wellington. Also a Flood Watch and Act message for Murrawong as well. And obviously the Flood and Act message for Pondy, where a levee breach could threaten people's safety. This flooding is expected to cause properties to become isolated, and the roads that may be affected are Widenhopper Road, Skinner Road, Reserve Parade, Kenny Road and Pondy Landing Road. So do make sure you follow his instructions there. It's coming up to 1 o'clock.